Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's Joe Benigno and Evan Roberts on The Fan.
Joe and Evan. Evan and Joe. On WFAN Sports Radio. If you want to be in the New York, no. Gotta go to Joe and
All right, 10:04 on The Fan, and a very good Thursday morning to you, the midday show. Joe Benigno, Evan Roberts, 877-337-6666 is the phone number here at 1 o'clock. It'll be Maggie, Bart, and JJ coming your way. Dove Kramer, Ernie Acosta on the other side of the glass. You know the deal. We're live from the Black Bear Studio. Delicious Black Bear deli meats and cheeses only at ShopRite. Bro, Jake DeGrom won the Cy Young Award again. I'm not surprised. Nearly unanimous. Two in a row to first Met ever to do it. Very happy for him. Now win the World Series MVP.
Well, yes. Yes. Yes, and if those damn Royals weren't cheating during the 2015 World Series,
were they cheating would've. Too?
Can I just make that up? Can I just assume
Does
that?
Does it matter? We
no.
still lost.
It's not going to make
right.
me feel better.
No, of course not.
I was locked in. I got to admit it. 6 o'clock, I were put you? On MLB. Now, I did because... Yeah. I get that.
I knew
awards.
He was winning. I knew he was winning.
Well, I knew he was winning, too. But sometimes, even when you know a team is going to win in the final few seconds of a game, you want to enjoy the victory.
Right.
Like,
right.
If I go to a Nets game and they're up by 30 with 10 seconds to go, I'm not leaving. I want to enjoy right. the victory. If right. the Jets are actually about to win a game at home and they're doing the victory formation, I don't know about you. I'm not leaving.
Oh, no. Of course not. But I'm just saying, this is not like a game. You know what I mean?
It's not, but... And maybe I'm in the minority here. Maybe I'm nuts. Maybe I'm naive. Maybe I'm young. Maybe I'm a fanboy. You could figure out whatever it is. I took a lot of joy in last night.
Oh,
Jacob
no.
DeGrom
of course.
Is ours. He's ours.
Yep.
And in my lifetime, for any of the teams I root for, ours guys have been guys they've acquired. Curtis Martin was acquired. Mm-hmm. Mike Piazza was acquired.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
Jason Kidd was acquired. Jacob DeGrom.
David Wright.
Here's the thing about David Wright. I'm glad you brought him up. Here's the difference between Jacob DeGrom and David Wright, and I say this with peace and love.
Mm.
David Wright wasn't this good.
No.
Sorry.
No.
He was good.
DeGrom is a great piece. He's on his way to the Hall of Fame.
Jacob DeGrom
he's on a fast track right now.
He's ours, and he's writing, as you said, a Hall of Fame
yeah.
script.
Oh, there's no doubt.
That's not something I'm used to. That's not something I'm used to.
He probably, at this point in time, he's probably the second greatest pitcher in history to franchise behind Seaver. And, you know, he could maybe surpass him. Needs to do a little work yet.
He's got a lot of work to do. It's more than a little. It's a lot.
Championship,
all of that. And the same thing for the Hall of Fame. He's not there yet.
No.
Max Scherzer
no.
is there.
Yeah.
Justin
oh,
Verlander
yeah, yeah.
is there.
No question.
Jacob DeGrom and even Gerrit Cole, they have
no,
some work to
no,
do.
No, no.
But what Jacob DeGrom was able to officially put in the books last night is he's now put himself in pretty rarefied air. Not just for the back-to-back, but he's at two. And if he could get one more and get to three, he would join a company of nothing but Hall of Famers outside of Clemens asterisk. He should be a Hall of Famer.
Well, the other thing, too, is if you won three in a row, I think only two guys have ever done it. It's Randy Johnson and Greg Maddux, who I think actually both won four in a row.
Yes.
So that
Randy
would,
won
if,
four in a row,
maybe,
correct?
I think those are the only two guys
correct.
Ever to win three in a row.
Yes.
So,
no.
He would really, if he could do that again, could really put himself in rarefied air.
And look, that's asking a lot. I totally understand that. But if he can get a third anytime, even if it's five
sure.
years from now,
sure.
every guy who's won three Cy Youngs, Max Scherzer
right,
will
right,
be a Hall of Famer.
Right.
He's
and
got
Clemens
three.
Clemens really is. Let's
Clemens
be
is for the of sake
course,
of this.
Of course. In the court of public opinion, I think Hall of Fame, if you're really in your heart of hearts, as much as you hate Clemens and we can't stand him, he's a Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and the reason he isn't has nothing to do with his pitching. It has to
no,
do with, you know, we all know what.
Of course.
But the guys who've gotten the three, Kershaw and Scherzer will be there, and then you're talking Seaver. Jim Palmer,
yep,
Pedro,
yep,
Koufax,
yep,
Maddox,
yep.
Carlton, the big unit, and we mentioned Clemens. So last night, I got to tell you, I was into it last night. I knew he was going to win. So obviously I wasn't watching it with drama unfolding, but it felt damn good. And I didn't look at it the way I know some negative Met fans would look at it. And the negative way they may view it is the guys went back-to-back Cy Youngs. They haven't supported him. He hasn't gotten a lot of wins. And the franchise hasn't made the playoffs. All that's true.
Not his fault.
But it's not his fault. And last night, I didn't view it that way. Last night, I viewed it as, oh, my God, this guy's ours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
This guy is ours because everybody else in my fandom that I could claim as mine or ours, we got him. And there's something different about that when you bring in a guy who's already great. Look, I was excited Piazza came here. I was pumped up.
Sure.
I'm obviously excited for the big monster eventually, Durant, to make his debut. But they're never going to be Jake because Jake's ours.
Yeah, no.
We created Jake.
No doubt. Hopefully he's going to play his whole career here too.
Well, you know what? Maybe I'm just being positive today because everything else is negative. Kyrie Irving's got a bum shoulder. The Nets are basically headed towards the lottery. The Jets stink. The owner doesn't know what he's doing.
Yeah, he basically gave Adam Gase a 5-year extension.
Right. The Islanders are great. That's the one positive.
Yeah, 12 out of 13.
The problem is they may be peaking in November. Well, not that there's anything you can do about that. But Jacob DeGrom being great and Jacob DeGrom being a Met is a good thing. And the fact that the Wilpons actually paid him locked him up when there were plenty of Met fans on this radio station or callers who said, no, it's Jake. He's getting old. You can't keep him. Hell no, you do keep him. Could you imagine, Joe, if they trade him? I don't care for how many treasure trove of prospects. If this guy was doing this somewhere else, if this guy was winning Cy Youngs with the Anaheim Angels or the Boston Red Sox.
Or dare I say that other team plays in the Bronx.
Of course. And so what I'm banking on, Joe, is not that he's going to win the Cy Young next year. I'm not saying that. Then again, I didn't think he'd win it this year. Just be good for the next 3, 4, 5 years.
Yep.
And I think he can.
Yep.
Because Jacob DeGrom, unlike a lot of guys, you know what Jacob DeGrom wants to do? He wants to pitch. That's what he wants to do. He wants to get the baseball, get better, and pitch. You don't see him courtside at Knick games. You don't see him dating models. He's sitting there with his family because he wants to just pitch. And that's why he doesn't get the attention. That's why he's the most underappreciated athlete in this town. He just is. I mean, I don't even think it's a debate.
Yeah,
Who's more underappreciated?
He's very underappreciated. And look, the other thing, too, is, another thing is that he came up with all these pitches they brought up. Harvey, Syndergaard, the trade for Syndergaard, the trade for Wheeler. All these guys were all, even Mats, all these guys are supposed to be better than DeGrom, right?
Yeah,
I mean, really, they were more highly touted than he was, and he turns out to be the best of all of them.
Yeah. Look, no disrespect to anybody else in this town. Eli Manning and Henrik Lundqvist are more towards the back end, obviously.
Yes. Yep.
This guy's the best athlete in this town. Yeah. I mean, is that debatable?
Probably not.
You could
try
to debate.
When I think about it, I mean, you're right. You got to eliminate Eli and Lundqvist right now, who are near the end. Obviously, Eli is probably at the end.
Yeah.
Lundqvist is still playing.
Sure.
Still playing pretty well.
No
too.
Question. That's why I mentioned him because he does deserve that.
You do need to bring him up.
Yep. He's the best.
You know what? You think about it, you're probably right.
That's the reality. As far as what guys have accomplished, not what they may accomplish. Okay. Saquon Barkley may turn into Jim Brown. He isn't yet. Aaron Judge may turn into a Hall of Famer. He's got to stay healthy.
Yep.
He's not there yet.
Nope.
And then there are a lot of other guys in this town who accomplished a lot, but they didn't accomplish it here. So quite frankly, what does that mean? Okay, Le'Veon Bell's accomplished a lot. He didn't do it here. Kevin Durant's accomplished a lot. I'll be the first to tell you, Joe, he hadn't even put a uniform on yet.
Well,
he hasn't done it here.
We know that.
R.J. Barrett may eventually accomplish a lot, but I think that's what I took pride in last night because it's very rare that I could actually think that as a fan. He's the best at what he does in this town, and it's not close, and it's okay that he doesn't get a lot of attention. I think the attention that matters is that guy just won back-to-back Cy Youngs. Let that sink in. And obviously now what Brody Van Wagenen needs to do is he's got to improve his team so he could accomplish what you just mentioned at the top, which is, you know what would be cool? A MVP in the World Series.
Yep.
You're right.
Yep.
But the way to do that is for this baseball team to get better. And I heard Brody the other day with Mike, and I have zero confidence that they're going to go out and be aggressive
to
improve this team.
Did you see what he said? I read a thing today how he says, well, we got enough guys in the bullpen. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Oh, we got Diaz. We got Familia. They've all been closers. We got Wilson. We got Lugo. They've all closed at some time. Really?
Well, that's why
I
get the impression, and we'll see what Brody does. Maybe he's trying to rock us to sleep. I get the impression that this is going to be a very, very quiet Met offseason. I don't expect anything big or juicy or really enough. Because one of the problems I think the Mets have had in their history is even when they have a good team or a very good team or an average team, They just don't do enough. And what I wouldn't want Brody to do, and based on his words, I'm thinking he's going to do it, is buy into the win total and say, well, we don't have to do that much. No, we don't have to do that much. 86 wins, bullpen's a little bit better. Boom, it's 90. Let's call it a day. And I don't think that's the way you should view things. And so, look, we have an offseason. We'll see what happens. But as we sit here right now, I am expecting very little to nothing coming out of improving this roster. And unfortunately, there may be a big negative, and that's losing Zach Wheeler and not replacing him with somebody that's as good or better. Because honestly, how would you replace Zach Wheeler with somebody who's as good or better? They're not signing Garrett Cole.
Nope.
They're not even signing Madison Bumgarner.
Or Steven Strasburg.
Right. So if anything, we're going to go into next year with a lot of if this happens. If that
happens.
Well,
it's always what we do.
Well,
it seems like every team we root for, we do that. If
yes.
This, if that, if this guy stays healthy, if this guy, you know, comes back from a bad, you know. And that's what we do every year with the teams we root for. If.
Yeah.
And the ifs usually don't happen.
Yeah, no, you're right. And that's what's a little bit frustrating. I'm trying not to get frustrated yet because it's still November. Nothing's happened. And I know eventually a lot of Met fans will get frustrated because nothing will happen.
Well, nothing's going to happen. You know how the baseball is now. I mean,
sure.
When nothing happens forever.
Right. And nothing's happened with other teams, so it's
right.
Tough to get upset.
Right.
I'm just reading the tea leaves. That's all I'm doing.
No,
I'm looking at what Brody has said. I'm looking at their payroll commitments. I'm looking at the excuses I've heard in the past. And I want to make something clear. It's not all negative. Because I really do appreciate as a fan that this franchise stepped up and did the right thing by extending Jacob DeGrom.
They did.
Now, that was a while ago. And so when you make a good move, we celebrate it, but then eventually you move on to other things. That was the right move to make. Now, they should have done it a year earlier. They should have. We talked about it on the air a year earlier. They didn't do it, but okay, whatever. They got it done. And that means a lot because I think there was a lot of Met fans that assumed they weren't going to get it done, that we would have gone into this season, this offseason, thinking, wow, Jake's a free agent at the end of the year. What are they going to do? Luckily, that's not a worry. But they are not a championship team. They've got to go out and they've got to get better. They've got to go out and improve this roster. And I have not gotten that confidence from Brody when he has talked.
No, I completely agree. By the way, weren't you surprised that Cole did not win and Verlander did? I was a little surprised by that, weren't
so,
you?
I wasn't surprised only because I looked at it. And I looked at it very closely. And it's even. It was literally an even award between the two of them.
Here's why I would have went with Cole.
Go ahead.
And I'm not, look, Verlander is tremendous. But
right.
Because the guy was, unbeatable from, the middle of May to the end of the season. Wasn't he? Did I miss something?
No, I get that. But you're looking at the entire body of work. Verlander threw more innings
right.
And made more starts, had a lower whip. I think Cole had a better ERA. Mm-hmm. And Verlander threw a no-hitter. So,
yeah.
Not that that should be the end-all be-all, but my point is, it was microscopically close between the two of them.
Yeah.
I don't think they could have gotten
it. How close was the voting?
It was very close.
Yeah, no, it had to be.
Yeah, no, it was a close vote. The DeGrom vote wasn't close. He got every first place vote but one.
Right.
Hyun-Jin Ryu, who
right.
had a very good year.
Right.
And they mentioned this on the broadcast last night, and they're right. In August, and we were on the air talking about it.
Look who it is.
Christopher
Johnson. Where's Schrager?
right behind
him? Schrager with the taking a picture there? Was he got a Patriot hat on, that guy? Look at that guy.
I
the guy taking it. Look, it's like a red hat.
No, looks like a Ranger hat.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's my guess.
Yeah.
A Patriot hat.
Why not?
Come on. Around the media of Christopher Johnson?
Why would I be surprised?
Well, nothing would surprise me.
Maybe it's Costello.
Verlander won by 12 points, by the way, total. But they were talking on the broadcast, and we mentioned this. Hyun-Jin Ryu was the Cy Young winner in early August. He was the guy. And what happened was he had an injury. He started to struggle, and DeGrom just blew the world away. So DeGrom dominating over the last few months won him the award. I think with Verlander and Cole, it was just so close that I remember looking at the numbers, not watching every one of their starts, but looking at the numbers saying, my God, I can't complain about other guy. I don't know who should win. Flip a coin. You want to break the tie because of the no-hitter? Fine. You want to break the tie because of the ERA? Fine. Whatever you deem as the way you want to break the tie, break the tie. You want to break the tie because you like Kate Upton or don't like Kate Upton? Fine. Do it that way. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Because I got to tell you, Joe, it was even. It was.
It's close. So sure.
You even said earlier this year, and it was true, even though you can't plan this, you said, you know what? Split the award. I remember you even did it because I gave you the numbers.
Yeah, like Denny McClain and Mike Cuellar in 1969.
Right.
The
problem is you can't fix it because people are voting.
Right.
And
I understand. Right.
But, it was that close where, give it to each guy. I mean, they were both brilliant. And guess what? Gary Cole's a free agent. Good for him. So now he gets a chance.
He'll do all right.
I think he's going to do all right financially. We'll talk to John Heyman. not only about the awards, but also the Hall of Fame ballot that's out that's going to be voted on in December, the modern era ballot.
I saw some of these names.
Yeah, we'll
go
through.
Is it Mattingly on it? Is it Thurman on it?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Marvin Miller is on it.
Yeah, okay.
So some interesting names on it. We'll talk to John Heyman about that, plus the early what he's hearing early on about this offseason with the Yankees and Mets. We'll also talk to Channing Frye, former NBA player, obviously a Nick lottery pick back 14 years ago.
Did you hear what this guy said today? Channing Frye, I'm glad we got him on, because he said Nick fans should not boo Kristaps Porzingis because he left the Knicks and wanted out. Really?
Oh, he said that?
Oh, he did.
Oh, we're going to have to argue about that.
Oh, I can't wait to talk to him about that. Are you serious?
He said that?
He did. Well, I'm telling you, he said it.
They should
boo him because he's on the other team, not because he wanted out of New York and left
the
Knicks.
Hold on a second. Who cares why you boo him as long as you boo him? What does it matter why you boo him?
No. But I mean, I don't care that he's on the other team. I'm booing him because he wanted the hell out of New York.
That's fine. But I honestly.
Don't tell me we shouldn't boo him because of that. I'm going to get on this guy for that.
But I don't understand.
Was he some great Nick Channing Frye? I mean, let's be real. Who's he?
He was a lottery pick.
Yeah, great. Don't get me started. This could be nervous. This could be bad.
One and done for Channing Frye on our show, probably.
It could be. Because I'm going to hit him with that immediately. You're telling Knicks fans that this guy couldn't wait to get the hell out of here. He was greasing his skids for 2 years to leave the Garden, okay, to leave the Knicks. But we shouldn't boo him for that? Really?
But how do you even tell why people are booing him? People are going to boo him for whatever reason they want.
But I'm just telling you what he said.
Oh, I got you. Yeah.
He said those words. Boo him because he's on the other team, not because he wanted to leave the Knicks. That's what he said.
But we'll talk to Channing Frye coming up.
I got a problem with that.
If I was in the Garden,
I mean, it's just like saying John Tavares, you know, boom, because he's on the Maple Leafs, not because he wanted to leave the Islanders.
No, we went, and by the way, he came back last night, and he got booed again, and he lost again.
Of course, and he should.
He had a goal and assist, so good for him. Congratulations.
Did they win? No.
He took the big L across his face.
That's exactly. Did they win? No.
No, they didn't.
That's all that matters.
And they almost
You could have had, four goals. Did they lose?
Exactly. Exactly.
There you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.